It was President LBJ who jumped in the spring of 1968, but it was the voters of Wisconsin who pushed him.
I do not believe that I should devote an hour or a day of my time to any personal partisan causes or to any duties other than the awesome duties of this office. I shall not seek, and I will not accept, the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
President Johnson historically pulled out of the presidential race when he realized that divisions in the Democratic Party would turn the campaign into a bloodbath. And that was about the last time the Wisconsin primary was a big deal in the presidential race. But this year, it's critical to the fortunes of Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side. Wisconsin could also determine if the GOP's convention will be contested, that is, to have no majority candidate by convention time in July. It's been a long time, but Paul Soglin, the mayor of Madison, Wisconsin, says the state has a long history of confounding the expectations of both parties.
This is the state that elected Joe McCarthy to the United States Senate and then turned right around in a few years, electing Gaylord Nelson first as governor and then to the Senate. And, of course, now here in Wisconsin, we're represented by a very progressive and, in my estimation, wonderful U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. And then we've got Ron Johnson, who hopefully will be unseated by Russ Feingold, who he beat a half a dozen years ago. So it would take a Wisconsin history course going back to La Folle de Heure to understand it, but that's who we are.
What does Sanders have that Democrats in the state of Wisconsin are particularly looking for?
Senator Sanders really connects with the progressive roots of the state that go back a century. For example, you know, this is the state that introduced all kinds of worker safety legislation. This is a state that had child labor laws. This is a state that led in terms of collective bargaining for public employee unions. And so this is not a state that's afraid to do proper regulation when it comes to protecting the public, particularly in the areas of the environment. When he talks about the equity, fixing the disparity in income in this nation, he is addressing a good deal of Wisconsin's population.
And the Clinton move of the Democratic Party to the center is something that doesn't jive with the progressive spirit of Wisconsin, right?
That's certainly correct. I mean, you take NAFTA and what that did both environmentally and what it did in terms of outsourcing jobs, sending them overseas, what it did in terms of making those corporations wealthier at the expense of working people, that is something in the Clinton legacy that does not set well with some folks here in Wisconsin. And until Senator Sanders started pushing it, we didn't hear any real opposition from Secretary Clinton in regards to the present trade bills involving the Pacific Rim.
So what is the state of Wisconsin going to tell America, do you think, on Wednesday morning when the votes are all finally counted in terms of where both parties are headed?
I'm hoping, obviously, that Senator Sanders wins today, that Senator Sanders is going to pick up additional momentum as he heads to New York and to Pennsylvania, and that the message he's got is one for progressives, for people who are concerned about the well-being of the future of middle-class America, those who are in it, as well as those who would strive to become part of it, that the myth that if you cut income taxes for individuals and corporations, that will create more jobs, which is just nonsense, that myth is going to take a body blow in terms of how America understands the reality of our nation's economy.
And on the Republican side, if Donald Trump loses Wisconsin, does that mean there will be a contested GOP convention?
I think so, but let's keep this in mind. You've got Sanders and Clinton competing for the same votes. You've got Kasich and Trump competing for the same votes. But there's also an element of voters who are contemplating a choice between Trump and Sanders. That, I think, is the most interesting dynamic.
Paul Soglin, he knows his Wisconsin. He knows his Wisconsin history, and he certainly knows his progressive politics. Paul, thanks so much. Mayor of Madison, Wisconsin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.